The fifth parak starts out with Mishnah Aleph with the concept that we're not allowed to make a tircha, an effort that's not necessary for Yontif or Shabbos, that we will only benefit from after Shabbos or Yontif. That's a tircha shalol etzorech. Nonetheless, Chazal permitted it in certain circumstances when there would be a financial loss. The Mishnah says as follows, Mashilin peiros derech aruba biyontif. If somebody has fruit drying on his roof, and the clouds look like they're going to let loose and it's going to rain, which would ruin the fruit, it's permitted on Yontif to drop that fruit down through a skylight. However, that's not permitted on Shabbos. We're not going to permit on Shabbos that tircha shalol letzorech. However, when it comes to Shabbos, there are times that we will permit a tircha shalol letzorech, even though it's a tircha on Shabbos in Yontif. It takes away from the restful quality of the day. Nonetheless, because of a hefse, because of a financial loss, we will permit it. As it follows, three examples: mechasin peiros, the keli mipnei hadelef. If we have a delef, which is a leak, for example, there's rain leaking in, it's coming from the roof, a leak, and we have peiros underneath it, fruit that can get destroyed. It's permitted to cover them up with kelim, literally with vessels, but includes a cloth, it includes a tarp, it includes clothing. V'chein kadei yayin v'kadei shemen. If we have jugs, barrels of wine or oil that are open, we can cover those up. V'noslim kli tachas adelef b'Shabbos. And in addition, on Shabbos, we can also put a kli, a container, a bucket, under a leak inside the house, in order that the leak does not cause damage in the house. Mishnah Beis, Chol Shechai Avin Alav Mishum Shvus, anything that Chazal instituted that you cannot do on Shabbos because they were concerned that you would violate an Isser D'Oraisa. So it's an Isser D'Rabbanan called a Shvus. Or if Chazal instituted Mishum Rishus, items, don't do it on Shabbos that is considered a Rishus. It's a voluntary act. We're talking about things that have a bit of an element of a mitzvah. Or category number three, Mishum Mitzvah B'Shabbos, or anything that is a mitzvah to be done on Shabbos, but nonetheless, Chazal said don't do it on Shabbos, as we will say shortly. The same halachas apply on Yontif. And we'll see at the end of the Mishnah that anything Chazal instituted because of Yontif that they were concerned also applies to Shabbos. So here we're going to go through those three categories. What is a category of Shus? What's considered a Rishus? And what's a mitzvah that Chazal said don't do it in Sinister Durabanan to do on Shabbos or Yontif? The Eilu and Mishum Shus, these are the things that are categorized as a Shus. La'olin ba'ilan, don't climb a tree. You may come to do the Isser D'Oraisa of tearing off a branch or a fruit. V'lochvin agabe behema, don't ride an animal. You may tear a branch off to use it as a whip. V'lo shatin al pnei amayim, and we also don't swim because you may make a raft. V'lo metapchim, we don't clap. V'lo mesapkim, we don't hit our hands on our thighs. V'lo meraktin, we also don't dance. The last three, clapping, slapping, and dancing, is because we may come to fix a musical instrument. That's category number one that applies to Shabbos and Yontif. Category number two, ve'elu en mishum rishus. These are the things that Chazal said don't do because they are a rishus. Lo danin, we don't judge. We don't have a case in Beis Din. V'lo mekadshin, we don't betroth the woman. V'lo cholzim, we don't do chalitza. V'lo miyamim, we don't do yibam. All of these are because we may come to write. For example, we may write a marriage document or a record of a chalitza or yibam. Mishnah, the continuing part number three, ve'elu hen mishum mitzvah. These are the things that Chazal instituted. Don't do it, even though it's a mitzvah. Lo makdishin, v'lo ma'arichin, v'lo ma'achrimin. These are three different forms of donating money or items to the Beis Hamikdash. This is kind of like doing business on Shabbos and Yontif. So accordingly, it shouldn't be done. Why is it? Because it's transferring an item or cash from the possession of somebody to somebody else, to the possession of the Beis Hamikdash. In addition, v'lo magbin truma ma'isa, we don't take off trumas and ma'isos, just like we cannot fix an item that's a tikkun kli, so too we're fixing food because we cannot eat this food otherwise without taking the trumas and ma'isos. Says the Mishnah, kol elu biyomtav amru, all this applies to Yontif, kal v'chomer b'Shabbos, certainly it applies to Shabbos also, all three categories. Ein ben yomtav l'Shabbos, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yontif, elo ochel nefesh bilvad, other than the things that are permitted by the Torah to be done in Yontif because they are necessary for making food. Mishnah Gimel. Until the end of the parak, we're going to talk about the Tchum Shabbos, the 2,000 amas that somebody has outside of his residence that he can go on Shabbos, but not more. Habehima, v'hakelim karaglia ba'alim. The Tchum Shabbos or Tchum Yomtiv apply not only to the person, but also his possessions, his animals, his possessions. They have the same limitations where the Baal can go they can go as well, but not more. Hamoser behem to libno lero, if somebody hands over his animal to his son or to a shepherd, an yantif, please take care of this. Hare elu karagli habalim, they are can only go the distance of the owner's tchum. For in other words, if that son or that shepherd has a different tchum, they are limited to the owner's tchum. Kelim am yuchadim lechamin achim shabbais, if we have an inheritance and it is owned by all the brothers, but only one brother uses a certain item in the inheritance, they all live together in a house, that is Hare Elu Karaglav. He will be able to take it based on his own tchum, even if his brothers have differing tchums than his, because everyone knew coming into Shabbos Yontif that he would be the one using that item. V'she'en miyuchadin, however, if we have a commonly owned items, for example, the Yerusha hasn't been divided yet. Hare'elu kemakom sha'olchim, that is going to be limited to the tchum restrictions of all the brothers. So in other words, that item, you'd look at all the tchumim of all the brothers together, and only where all the brothers can go can that item be taken on Shabbos and Yontif. Mishnah Dalet, Ashol Kli Mechavero Merav Yontif. If somebody borrows a Kli from somebody before Yontif, Karagli Ashol, the borrower can take it wherever his tchum goes, and he's not limited to the tchum of the lender. But Yontif, however, if he only borrows it on Yontif itself, Karagli Amashil, it is limited to the where the Mashil, the lender, could go, because we go by who had possession of that item on Erev Yontif. Ha'isha shashalam echaverta tavli numayim amelach lisasa, a woman who borrows ingredients for baking on Yontif, for example, tavlina spices, water and salt, and she puts it into her dough, hare elu karagle shteim, that dough is limited to the tchumim of each of them. In other words, you can only take that tchum to places that both the original owner, the lender of the spices, water, and the salt, and the person who's baking the dough, it can only be in areas that they each can go to in their tchumim. Rabbi Yehuda Poter, remind Rabbi Yehuda says, when it comes to water, we disregard it. It has no limitations. Mipnei she'ein ben mamish, because once it's put into a dough, it has no substance. Accordingly, it's not going to be limited to any tchum of any person who originally owned it and lent it to somebody else on Yontif. Mishnah Hay is going to compare in three different ways the halachas of coal versus the flame. So the Mishnah says as follows, Agecheles, if somebody has a coal on Yontif, Karagli HaBa'alim, that is like, it is limited to the tchum of the owner of that coal. V'shal Heves B'chol Makom, however, if somebody has a flame and somebody else takes from that flame, the person who takes of the flame is not limited to the original owner of that flame's tchum, because a flame has no substance. Halacha number two, as it compares coals to flame, Gachele Shal Hekdesh Mo'alim Bahem, if somebody has a coal that was owned by the Hekdesh, it's owned by the Hekdesh, and he used it for a personal purpose, for a profane purpose, a non-Hekdesh purpose, then he violates the Isra of Me'ila. He is profaning something that was owned by the Beis HaMikdash. He has to bring a korban, he has to repay, etc. V'shal Heves. However, if he takes a flame that was Hekdesh, that was owned by the Beis HaMikdash, Lonenin, on a Diraisa level, he can have ana. On a Dirabanan level, he cannot have ana, Velomo Alim, but there's no Me'ila, because there is no mamish, there's no substance to a flame. In the third halacha, comparing coals to flames, Amotzi, Gacheles, Lirshus HaRabim, Chayev, somebody carries out a coal on to a reshos harabim on Shabbos, that is an isra d'oraisa, you're carrying something of substance. However, if a shalhevis, if he pushes out a flame somehow, he blows it out from a private reshos hayachid to reshos harabim, pater, it's not an isra d'oraisa, because it is something that does not have substance. Bor shalyachid, if somebody has a water hole and draws water from it, can that water be taken to based on anyone's tchum or only the owner of that boar? So in other words, A owns the boar, B wants to take it into his own tchum, who has a different tchum than A. So the Mishnah says, Boar shel yachid karagli ayachid, it is owned by the owner. That water is limited to the tchum of the owner of that well. V'shal anshei osa ayir, however, if you have a communal well that is owned by people in the city, karagli anshei osa ayir, it is going to be able to go 2,000 amos around the entire city, just like the people in the city. Vishal Ole Bavala, however, if you have a well that was built for the people coming to be Ola Laregel from Bavel, in other words, it was built for all Klal Yisrael, for the use of all Klal Yisrael to take that water is considered Hefker, ownerless. Accordingly, Karagli Amamale, the person who fills it up, can take it wherever his Tchum allows him. Mishnevab, Mishayu, Peirosa, Biracheres, if A has Peiros and it's in City B, and City B is outside of his Tchum, it's 3,000 amos away, and he can only go 2,000 amos. He didn't make a tum. He's based on his 2,000 amos. The Erevu b'nei osayir lahavi etzlo mepeirosov, and the people in city B, they made an Erev tchuming to be able to bring that fruit to A, who owns the fruit. Lo yaviu lo, they should not bring it in, because that fruit goes based on A's tchum, and that fruit on Yantif is outside of his tchum. V'im Erev, who, however, if he makes the tchum to go and pick up that fruit, in other words, now the fruit is within his tchum, peros of kamol, his peros are like him, he's permitted to go get his peros, and they can bring him the peros as long as they made a tchum as well, as long as they made an Erev tchumim as well. Mishnah Zayin, Mishash Zimen Etzlo Orchim, somebody who invited guests, and those guests are outside of his tchum, but they made an Erev tchumim to come to him. Lo yolichu biadamanos, when they're finished with their meal, and A, the Baal HaBayis, wants to give him a doggy bag to bring home food, they are not permitted to take the food, because the food owned by A is limited to his tchum. They cannot take it, even though their tchum extends, his tchum does not extend to where they're going. Ela imkein zika lehem anoseim erev yantiv, unless he gave them ownership via a third party before yantiv to make it there, so it would be governed by their tchum, not his tchum. Ein mashkin v'shochtin es midbarios, animals that are midbarios, those are animals that are not domesticated, we are not permitted to feed them, we're not permitted to shech them on Yontif, because they are muksa coming into Yontif. Our expectation is that we're not going to have them. However, aval mashkim v'shochtim es habaisos, animals that are domesticated, we're permitted to feed, we're permitted to shech them. Our thoughts were on them coming into Yontif. We thought maybe we'll be shechting them. Then they are not muksa. Elo hen habaisos, what is classified as those that are domesticated, that we can shech, we can feed. Halanos beir, those that sleep in the city, our minds are on them because we see them every night. Midbarios, those that sleep out in the midbar, they sleep out in the pasture, in the fields, and we don't see them all the time. We don't have expectations on them. Our thoughts are not on them. Those are those halonos b'alfa. They sit in the sleep in the pasture. Those are muksa to us, and accordingly, we can't feed them on yontif. We cannot shech them on yontif, even letzorech yontif.